Shuster, Shiva Shlita, the Rav, Mashkiach, the Ramim of the Yeshiva, my Rabbeim, the B'nai Mishpacha of Imayri Shlita. I stand here tonight after Gedolim have already been maspid, after B'nai Mishpacha have been maspid so eloquently and so adequately, in front of people that knew him much longer than me and much better than me. In fact, Bamison, I'm not 100% sure my schus to be maspid, but I'm so happy to have the opportunity, makir tov, to someone who did so much for me and to so many other talmidei ha-yeshiva, bachrim, yungalait, boigrei ha-yeshiva. And after that's what I'm here for. The Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga says, Tan Rabbanan Maisib Reb Yochanan ben Breikav Reb Lozab ben Chasme Shaholchu Lahakbil Pnei Reb Yeshua Bipkiyin. Two Tanoim went to visit Reb Yeshua. Amalahem, Reb Yeshua asked them, Machidish Hayyab Bismedrish Hayyim. Nu, what was said in Bismedrish today? Amalay Tamidecha Anu. We'd rather hear, not say. Whose Shabbos was it to darshan? Shriblozov and Azariah Hoysa. Ubamehoysa Hagoda Hayoim. What are Blozov and Azariah darshan today? Umloy Beparshas Hakel. He talked about the mitzvah of Hakel for the Melech to gather the Umadorashba, Hakel as Ha'om, Ha'anoshim, Vahanoshim, Vahataf. Imanoshim bayim lilmoid. If the men come to learn, Noshim lishbais lishmoya, Taf lomahein bayim. Why do the children have to come to Hakel? Kidelitain schar lemeviyayin. Reb Sheftel's whole life was a lifelong Hakel. He was a melech. Melech biyofyoy techazenei necha. Yes, he was a melech. He came from the mishpachos miuchasos in Litva, from royalty in the Litvische Welt. He was neilad unizgadel al birkei moron. He was born and grew up in the shadow of the Rishivas Hatzal. He was his greatest father's Talmud Muvok, his Meshamish Bakodesh, as well as Charusa later in life, where they learned right here in Bismedrish every day. He was a melech who was Mekayim, because of Lois Mishnah HaTorah. He wrote two Sifrei Torah, two Sefer Toldos HaAdam. He wrote a Sefer Torah of years of Harvanyin Yeshiva, of a lifelong Cheshkas HaTorah, of Avas HaTorah that knew no bounds, of an Eisen Zikaron of Torah. He heard from Gedolim, like Rav Huttner, Rav Gifter, and the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. And he wrote another Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah of Kiyum HaTorah, a Sefer Torah of Hachzokas HaTorah, of nurturing a yeshiva. It's bachrim, it's yungalait, it's rabbeim, and it's support system. A sefer Torah of the nuts and bolts of keeping seamless limud haTorah, yoim v'layla lo yishbaisu. And he was mekayim v'kara bo kol yimei chayiv. He started learning when he was young, and he never stopped. Kol Yimei Chayiv. He loved every chelek of Torah, from a kaiseres of a Rambam and what it can teach us, to a marmokim from where the Ramah paskin from. As he used to say, that was inserted from the Baragayla. And his life was a hakel. Wherever he went, he attracted crowds. It was his excitement, his exuberance, his zeal, his positivity. He was a master at making noshim and anoshim emotional at the tefillas. And for hundreds of children on Yeshiva Lane, and many more bachrim in the mechina and yeshiva, gaining a chashivas for the avodas hayoyim of a yontif, and for the amkus of hinei yoyim hadin. The immense koiches he laid into the tefillah and the avodah spilled over. He taught doiris of bachrim, the seder avodah on yom kippurim, and when he acted out the avodah kasha shebemigdash, it looked so gishmak, it was no longer an avodah kasha. He took the nusach of the tefillah and piyutim as serious as the gedolei hadorois who wrote them. Just ask somebody who used the wrong bencher at a bris or changed one of the negunim at hakafis on Simchas Torah. This devotion and chashivas for emesid dveikus through Aveda was infectious. And any room or maimid or matziv he feared was nis'ala, and so was everybody present. He was chad bidara at being able to be meroimim and oilam. Think about it. You could sit with him for hours, singing, enjoying, and not an ounce of halilus, and not an ounce of cynicism or bitterness. You come out uplifted, wanting to learn more, wanting to do mitzvahs better, wanting to be a better Eved. How to be Meroimim and Eilam. He used his Maimed of Hakel to be Marbitz Teira, to be Marbitz Yediyas HaTeira, to be Marbitz Chshivas HaTeira, and to be Marbitz Avas HaTeira V'loim Del. The Gemara in Chagiga continues with the next memra of Reb Loza ben Azariah that Shabbos, V'oid Dorash, Es Hashem Hemarta Hayoim V'Hashem Hemircha Hayoim. Omlem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem said to the Eden, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Ba'ilam, you made me a special Chativa here in the Olam, V'ani Es Eschem Chativa Achas Ba'ilam. And I too, I'm going to make you a bazundera special chativa ba'ilam. Atem asesuni chativa achas ba'ilam. You made me that special chativa. Dechsiv, Shema Yisrael, Hashem aleikenu Hashem echod. V'ani yese eschem chativa achas ba'ilam. Shenemar mi ka'amcha Yisrael. This Maimer Chazal of our hakara of Yichud Hashem and Hashem's chshivas for Klal Yisrael is a thumbnail of Reb Sheftel. His hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constant. Those that remember, he used to always try to daven from a Tikkun Meir Siddur. Because back in those days, there was no other Siddur that wrote out the Shem properly. And he wanted to see the Shem written out so he could be mechaven properly. And he really took the Ribbono Shel Olam's chashivas of us seriously. Very, very few people were more orangutan in shmiras hamitzvahs, in chashivas hamitzvahs, in asiyas hamitzvahs, in diktuk hamitzvahs like him. And this was before it was in vogue to be orangutan in mitzvahs. In those days, how many people would drive from Baltimore to bake matzis? His climbing of Dalad Minim, his yeshiva sukkah, his kaddish v'kedushas, his sreifas psilis, down to his chshivas to minig Yisrael Teira, even his geula at a bris mitzvah, at a bris. Who could forget matzah baking? Hundreds upon hundreds of bachrim have etched into their memories the zrizus and zahirus in being able to lay koiches into a precious mitzvah. Besides all the aleu le'ivoil and the arum and arum of that trip, Reb Sheftel was in his full glory on the matzah baking trip. With the ganze geschmack, he went, to paraphrase Chazal, Efshir Yisrael, Oifen es matzei sehem, v'loyim rushira. He drove to New York and told us how to drive to New York and how not to drive to New York. He told us we're to buy gas, and most definitely, we're not to buy gas. He showed us how to handle with a toll taker, and he showed us how to take the subway system in New York. He told us we're to eat in Williamsburg, and he showed us how to do a mitzvah like a Yirei Shamayim, and how to take a trip like a Ben Taira. He had a palpable sense of the Makom Choshev of Klal Yisrael's Avodah in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He proudly wore his Itzdel Adrabanan, knowing the Chshivas of our place, and used to always say, Klal Yisrael didn't miss the boat when it came to our Taira Simecha. And Taira Simecha was so, so important to him. Like Reb Ezra just said, he stressed so many times, this is the Messiah, this is our Messiah, this is Klal Yisrael's Messiah. He was so comfortable in his role of Am Mishar Secha. The Gemara in Chagiga ends with one last memra from Ablaz ben Azaria. Divrei Chachamim kidar bainis ukimismiris nituim bale asufis nitnu meraya echad. The bale asufis, the gedele adar, the Chachamim, they prod the Torah like farm tools to enable to bring peiros la'olam, beautiful peiros la'olam. The Gemara says, Af ata ase oznucha kafarcheses v'kenelucha leiv meivin l'shmaya. Rashi says, this Gemara is a tzivui to take in all the words of the Gedolim before you, ukeshetayda lahavchen eze yechshar kova halacha kemaisai. When you understand, when you have an appreciation of all the Gedolim that came before you, and when you've leaked in their Torah, you too should be kaveya halacha like who it belongs. Who understood this Gemara better? His entire life was one of Shibud to Divrei Chachamim. Like Reb Ezra just said, he loved talking about Reb David Zichrono Livracha and Reb Kalevsky. He loved talking about the Diyukim he went over with Reb Weinberg, the Reshiva Zatzal, and the Reshiva Zatzal, Reb Ruderman. And like Reb Ezra said, he reveled every time he spoke. He said the Reshiva brought in so many different kinds of Gedolim. We learned every Shabbos for years. His love of halacha, his diktuk in Mahalei HaPsak, in the Mesiras HaHalacha, in the Noisei Kalim of the Balei Halacha, his sensitivity to nuances of Minig, were all boilet. But he took the Rashi to heart as well. Ukeshetayda lahavin eze yichshar, after Mesinus Badin, he was kava halacha kemaisai. He was decisive. He was a leader. He made tough decisions and stood by them. He didn't rest until the yeshiva was learning b'li hefzik. One of his most outstanding milas was his fearlessness. It was this fearlessness that enabled him to talk in learning with giants like Reb Chatzkel Abramsky and other gedolei olam, where others feared to tread. It was the same fearlessness that he approached sugyas others shied away from because they appeared bottomless. Like Ein Mukdum U'Mocher B'Taira, he loved handling it. The sugyas of astronomy and the Kavatarech, he relished these sugyas. A dear friend of mine who taught Rosh Hashanah by us in Yeshiva invited Reb Sheftel every year to come and go through the sugya of Sayyidi Ibra of Neilad Halavana. And every year Reb Sheftel would come, he would ask, what time works for you? What time is good for you? He would bring along a globe and a model of the sun and a model of the moon. One year, he was coming from somewhere and he didn't have his props. He comes into the room and asks a bacher, please get me a basketball and a dodgeball. As he went through the sugya, he saw a bacher dozing, and he tossed the dodgeball at him. Once again, being kinda a room with creativity and avas kol chelke hatayra. The Gemara ends off. B'loshen azel malahem. Rabbi Yeshua said, after they told him, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha, ein dar yosem, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shari b'seichai. A dar that has Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is never a dar yosem. And this leaves us with two areas that we need to understand. Number one, what's the kesher between these halakim of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drasha that he said in one Shabbos's drasha? What shaychus do these three drashas have to each other? And why, after hearing this from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, does it guarantee that it's not a dar yosem? Why does this elicit a reaction of, ein dar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shari b'seichai dar yosem? Why bedafka that? Kenzain, the common thread is that limud ha-Torah, Torah, and hayra are all shayich to relative ketanim as well. Something, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the harei ani kiben shivim shana, was well suited to teach us. This is what binds taf, lama hein bayin, kidei litein schar lemeviyehen, that if we bring the children, if we show them the gishmak in avodas Hashem, if we bring them to a maimid where kveid ha-Torah is present, where they love being a yid, and we give this to them as kids, they will bring schar lemeviyehen. And the Gemara then goes and says, Nishnar dem, the Ribbono Shel Olam alein is mishtabeach in his children. The Ribbono Shel Olam is proud to be mishtabach in his bonai chavivai. Once again, relative ketanim. And finally, this is the koyach of a later chacham to be kaveya the halacha, being machriya against amongst earlier gedolim, that the Gemara is medame to bringing fruit and precious life out of the ground, the seeds that others have planted and the keiches that others have put in. Later dairis, smaller in comparison, are the ones to bring to life. A cook like this, an attitude like this, a vision like this, a tsugang like this, ensures ein dar yosem. It ensures a confidence that those later can continue the giant footsteps of the Avodas HaKadosh of their predecessors. My father Shlita wrote this week that he was forever young, Reb Shechtel. Nar Yisrael Vayaveyu. No one understood the koyach of youthfulness more than him. This was Reb Shechtel. He loved Bachrim. He loved Talmidei HaYeshiva, not simply as Talmidei HaYeshiva, but as Talmidei Chachamim. He loved young Talmidei Chachamim. It didn't matter how young. He loved their accomplishments. He loved their verter. He loved their stories, like he loved his own children, who he was megadol so successfully. He learned for years with a young bacher like me, schmoozed with me endlessly, took me on walks, hosted me for Shabbos Sudis, for Yontif Sudis, for Purim Sudis. But it wasn't just me. There were hundreds of others, many, many, many others. He was so proud of every younger man in our kailel, and every younger man across the United States in one of our kailalim. He loved visiting them as much as they loved when he visited and received chizuk and idud from him. A chaver of mine who learned in yeshiva with me lives in Muncie, and he said that when he used to go to New Day on Saddle River Road to shop, and he would see Reb Sheftel, he knew it's not going to be a 5-minute shopping trip. It's going to be a while. And he would speak to Reb Sheftel in learning, Verter on the Parsha, where are you holding? How are your parents? How's your wife? How's your kids? But it wasn't just this young man in Muncie. How many of us have met Reb Sheftel in Giants and 7 Mile, where he acted so interested in our family, in our kids, where we're holding and learning? He told us Avart, he listened to Avart, and when my kids came home, he asked them, where are they holding? What's going on in yeshiva? The only thing that would get him to stop talking and learning in Giants is a Vilde Metziah. So as the loss sets in and the void sets in, there are so many items, so many events, so many parts of the year, of the calendar, of the siddur, of the machzer, that we're going to miss Reb Sheftel. It was already felt in Musaf of Parsha Shkolim. Where is Reb Sheftel? Our only nechama is, Ein dar yosem, Reb Sheftel shari b'seichai. His kaiches, what he was into, what he stood for, what he was machshiv. He was machshiv us. He was machshiv our ability. He was machshiv our Torah. He was machshiv our chidushim. I told the family at Shiva, I used to call him on a random Friday afternoon when I saw a tshuva that was interesting, just to tell him. He was so machshivit. Kal v'chomer, when you said avart, he was machshiv us. He's the one that held of us. He's the one that built us up. So if you want to know, how are we going to compensate? We're not. But how are we going to pretend to compensate? We're going to go around and we're going to know that we are his matzeva. Because Ein Dar Yosem Sherb Sheftel Shari B'Seichai, we are his matzeva. We are who he believed could be Mamshech him. He believed in us. He believed in all of us. He believed in what we could do, in what we toed off. He was so proud of any Talmud in the yeshiva, whether he's still in the yeshiva or he's out in the world. No matter what, we are his matzeva. That is the only nechama. Tehi neshmas Yetzirah B'Tzorah Chaim.